Hello, my name is Serene, and I am the star of a new podcast from PRI and Sarah Jones.
Yeah, totally don't mean to interrupt, but like my name is Bella, and actually this is my podcast.
I hate to disagree, ladies, but my name is Lorraine, and this happens to be my podcast, or whatever you call it.
Okay, everyone, let's be clear. The name of our podcast is actually Playdate with Sarah Jones. That's me.
I know, Sarah, but you put us in all your shows, what you call your one-woman shows, and then you take the credit and make us come out and do all the work.
Yes, I am the star of the new show, Sell By Date. That's me.
I also have a compelling role in Sell By Date, actually.
Listen, I was in the Broadway show, Bridge and Tunnel. I earned you that Tony Award, Sarah. And now with this podcast, what is a podcast anyway? It sounds like something you're going to fly into outer space.
No, Lorraine, it's not outer space. It's right here in my living room. And the podcast is called Playdate because I get to play with some of my favorite people. They come over and you and all the other characters get to play too.
Yeah, like the time India Ari, the Grammy-winning singer and songwriter, came over, she was like, amazing, you guys. Especially for me, like as a feminist, I totally loved when she like talked about the roots of her music. Back when I
had a little... People say you teach what you most need to learn. I didn't grow up thinking I was a beautiful flower. I had things about myself that I defined myself by, like whatever people would say about my voice being too deep or my hair or whatever people said, then I would define myself by those things. So that's what made me the person who wanted to write these songs. That is all about your
perceptions. Wow, that girl can sing. Hi, everybody. It's me, Nereida. I didn't want to jump in earlier and like Latinasplain in the middle of all of this, but I just want to say bienvenido a todos. I'm so excited about these play days. Wait till you hear the one we had with Elizabeth Gilbert. She wrote Eat, Pray, Love and Big Magic, and I love her. I mean, first of all, she's always saying the wisest things, you know, but without being condescending, and even talking about her right now is making me nervous. Remember when Liz shared that, let's just say, colorful story about the time she was nervous right before an appearance with Oprah in front of thousands and thousands of people?
I'm standing backstage, and then I had this thought. I was like, there are times in your life where the greatest gift that you can offer to another human being, especially another woman, is to show them your vulnerability. Let them see your nervousness and your shaking and your fear. This is not one of those times, motherfucker.
Yo, I can't believe Liz Gilbert said the MF word, but my name is Rashid, you know what I'm saying? I'm the first dude y'all hearing from. Maybe I didn't expect that, but we like to keep it real interesting here on Playdate. Like, for example, I ain't know my girl Bella right here. She don't like to be called a millennial, even though she is one, but she got a whole mature side I ain't even realized she had.
And it was all because Bella got to talk to little Edith Ann, who is one of the many characters of the one and only Lily Tomlin.
Oh, Bella, I like you. You're like a sophisticated grown-up. If you were my sister, you would be much more special to me than my sister is, because my sister is a horrible teenager.
I really don't want to get into any difficult family dynamics with you, Edith Ann, but I do feel that like if you ever need like just like a little support, I would love to be like a mentor to you, Edith Ann, if I ever can.
Yes, that would be great.
I think you're amazing.
I would love that 100 times.
I remember watching Lily Tomlin's characters as a kid and knowing I want to do that. And to think now I've gotten to have a play date with her. That's what I love about this podcast. I get to invite people I adore, from musicians and writers to scientists and comedians, like Baratunde Thurston, who I first met at the TED conference. Now, he has had his hand in everything from The Onion to The Daily Show.
But he a deep dude, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not just talking about his TED Talks, neither. What I love about Baratunde, he speaks to everybody.
He really does, Rashid. And you two had a great conversation about the American crisis of mass incarceration. And what Baratunde did was help all of us, I think, feel more hopeful about possibilities for positive change, even in these times.
Obviously, there's still a lot of challenges, but we can do great things. So I'm terrified because we have a long history of not always rising to the occasion. But I'm hopeful because we have enough history of actually doing it that I know it's possible.
Ooh, that is it, Baratunde. And this is why I'm so grateful to be having these play dates. To find the humor and creativity we need to stay hopeful. To do great things where we can. And have a little fun. Together.
All of us.
All of us, really? Yes, guys, all of us. So whoever you are and wherever you're from, I hope you'll join us for Playdate with Sarah Jones.
Thank you for having me, because conversations like this just make me feel good.
Come on, you know you want to subscribe right now to Playdate with Sarah Jones on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast.
Yes, and you can find out more at sarahjonesonline.com and at pri.org/playdate.